many people have chronic pain in many different forms and manifestation. They may not be taking prescription drugs from you, but they may be using drugs from other family members. So I think ascertaining that is important in identifying people at risk or people who are involved. And then at the same time, and we do this at OSF in our monthly meetings with the chief medical officers and the chief nursing officers, we very carefully look at the amount of opioids that we prescribe to make sure that we are doing it in a very careful manner, an appropriate manner. And then we also explore other methods of pain relief that do not necessarily require drug therapy.